So Tuesday morning, I woke up and both of my ankles, this is last Tuesday morning, were sore. And I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one on the internet, but I decided because they were sore that I needed to go to my primary physician to get it checked out. So I consult with Dr. Google, and Dr. Google tells me that the problem that I have is in my, nurses, my extensor digitorum longus, okay? This is the part between your shin and your foot. It's that muscle group there, and it was sore on both sides of my body. Now, I work out every morning. I ride my bike every afternoon, and so you might be thinking, what could I possibly have done? What Herculean task could I have completed the day before that would cause me to be sore on my extensor digitorum longus the next morning? So, I want to talk this morning about reasons why I have not felt like being involved. Different reasons when I was younger, before I became a youth minister, and then there have been a few times throughout my life, kind of in between transitions, where I've not been in ministry. Months here and there, and then honestly and embarrassingly also reasons that I have felt I didn't want to get involved in other things, even when I was a minister. So, this is really the first one for me, and this was really something that happened when I was younger, that they don't really need me and I don't have that much to offer. So this crazy task that I completed the day before, that morning, is Ron Cowan, one of our new members here, a man that just placed membership. He's an old mentor of mine, and we got a chance to reconnect. He was my first camp counselor. We got a chance to reconnect Monday morning by going on an hour-long walk. Okay, that's why my ankles were sore, because I went on an hour-long walk. Now, I ride my bike 12 miles a day, and I lift weights every morning and do hard working out, but walking is not something that I do very often, and isn't it interesting that even though I consider myself to be a fairly healthy person, that this area was sore after 1 hour of walking. You see, Ephesians chapter 4, in the middle of the chapter, it talks about how there's men who have been equipped, men and women who have been equipped to do different things, I guess in terms of teachers, that could be the case of both. But that have been equipped to do different things, and the purpose for them doing those different things was them going out and teaching other people. Now, what that did was, is that allowed them to build up the church, and what that allowed was unity within the faith. That brings us to the text that was read earlier. This is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. We will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we'll grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Now, the part that I really want to focus on here is that, number one, if you feel as if you don't want to get involved in a particular ministry because maybe you don't have a lot to offer, which is something that I felt when I was younger, guess what? In terms of skill set, you might be right, okay? That you don't have a lot to offer in terms of having the skill that maybe somebody else has in that ministry. And that's okay, because it's through that work that unites us, we're no longer infants and we grow. So the very reason that I say, I don't have that skill set, so I probably shouldn't work in that area, is the very reason why I probably need to work within that area. And then the other part of this, we come down here where it says the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up as each part does its work. So I plan on going on a walk with Ron tomorrow morning as well. And my guess is that my extensor digitorum longus will not be sore the next morning like it was the first time. But it just takes that ligament or that muscle to be weak to cause a problem with me being able to move forward. So it just takes a member not being used for the head to be able to move forward. Okay, it just takes a member not being used to slow things down and cause us to have a problem moving forward. This thing is on. Okay, good. So every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. And I want to thank those who serve in different ministries, and I won't try to name anyone because that would create value and measure, and I certainly don't want to leave anyone out. But I just want to say thank you to those of you who go above and beyond and who work in different ministries at the church here in Sunset, because those muscles, those members are built up and they're strong. And if you're somebody who does not do that, who's not working in an area, in a ministry, I really want to encourage you to flex that muscle, because if it's the smallest muscle or ligament, it will hinder us from moving forward at the fastest rate. Now, another challenge that I have is things aren't being done the way that I want them to be done. Now, what I find interesting about this is that I now, as I'm older, because I have thought this many times in different places, I liken this to thinking, you know what? I'm not going to walk with Ron anymore because my extensor digitorum longus gets sore when I walk with Ron. So I'm going to walk with Dwight instead, because I know that I just got to get away from there, from Ron, from that situation, and then I'll be okay. Everything will be good. What I find is really interesting, whenever I would youth minister at one church and then youth minister at another church and youth minister at another church, get this, my ankles followed me wherever I went. There's always going to be things at any church that you feel like, you know what, I'm not going to get involved in that ministry because it's not being done exactly the way that I want it to be done. Your ankles will follow you wherever you go to, just so you know. So if we take a look here at Romans chapter 12, the first 11 chapters of Romans are talking about really spending the entire time explaining the gospel. And when you get to chapter 12, that's when we first start looking at application to the gospel. Now, when you look at verse 1 of chapter 12 is talking about the fact that we are all living sacrifices to God. So how we live our lives, our bodies should be wholly devoted to Him, and that we are all living sacrifices to Him. Then when we get to chapter 2, verse 2, it says that we're all supposed to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And as we move forward, we see the reason for this, and that is because some people were being arrogant within the church because, number one, whenever you're saved, there is an exclusivity there. And then people were also saying, I am really good within this area, so that makes me better than you. That brings us to Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. And if we move forward here, we see that we're not to think of ourselves more highly than others because we're able to work within one area, because we all need each other to move forward. That would be like my legs, because I ride my bike every day, saying, I'm strong and I don't need my ankles. Okay? And we see how that works out whenever you try to work moving forward. But sometimes we do that. And these are challenges that I've had in my own life. And I can tell you, pointing the thumb first, that sometimes we do that. You know, we think because maybe we're good in an area that we have it all figured out, and people should be doing things the way that we want them to do them. Then this brings us to the third area of working for me, working in different ministries, that it's kind of a thankless job. You know, when you work in ministry, you don't get a whole lot of credit. You put in a whole lot of time. You're not getting paid. It's just kind of a thankless job to work in different ministries. As Ron and I walked this Monday, again, we walked for an hour, and I had always known Ron as an adult and a mentor, and I was kind of the child. I was in his first cabin as a camper. On this walk, I got to know some things about Ron that I never knew. It was a really neat walk. And some things about his family, about his dad, that I never knew before. And isn't it true that won't you find, and you've seen it, I'm sure, in your own lives, when you make the choice to work within different areas of ministry, that you develop those relationships very much as a direct consequence of working, of being side by side, walking down the same road with someone else. We also see this concept, and this comes from Matthew chapter 6, and we talk about it so much. But what I find so fascinating about it is this idea that we have the opportunity to store up for ourselves treasure in heaven by things we do here on this earth. I call it spiritual compounding. The idea of compound interest, whenever I first got it, it was so interesting to me, where 2 becomes 4, 4 becomes 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1024, until you go 17 levels deep and you hit a little over a million. And that's just starting off by multiplying 2. Well, people will save, and I'm sure many of you have saved and seen that money compound and grow, so that you can take advantage of what Einstein calls the most amazing thing to ever exist, which is compounding. Now, what I find fascinating is spiritual compounding is the idea that whatever you put in here on earth, okay, a very finite amount of time for you, maybe let's say 100 years, it compounds into eternity. So 2 does not become 4. 4 does not become 8. I can't even do that math. When you make a deposit into your soul, and that's really what you're doing when you make a deposit into the church, by investing your time and energy into that, spiritual compounding occurs, and you're storing up for yourself treasure in heaven. This right here is a boosted board. This board right here is an electronic skateboard. This board is made by a company that's absolutely amazing. They've created these boards from scratch. They will go up to 14 miles on a single charge and go up to 20 miles an hour. They take an hour and a half to charge. They use a battery very similar to what Tesla uses, so they regenerate as you're not moving or you're braking. And I am getting one of these skateboards. And you may think I'm joking, and when you realize that I'm not, you may think, how old is this guy? And I say you're only as old as you feel, and I feel like getting one of these skateboards. Now, what is really neat about this company is not so much the skateboard, but the motto of the company, really the mission of the company, is that they create fast, friendly, and economical travel for everyone. That is their goal, that everybody will be able to travel fast, and it's easy, and everybody can afford it. And you're starting to see this happen, by the way, in cities like New York City and Philadelphia. I know you're thinking, what is this world coming to? But you're starting to see this in these cities. People are using these as vehicles for their commutes. Now, the reason that this company, Boosted Board, is the one that's leading the way is because they have this vision, this focus. It's a very small team, and nobody even comes close to them in this market. And what I find really fascinating is that we as Christians, we have a mission that all of these different areas that we're working in within the church dial down to. And it's the very last thing that God said, Christ said, before he ascended to heaven to his apostles. This is what you're supposed to do. I'm leaving you now. That's why it's called the Great Commission. So in terms of it being a thankless job, I realize that when I think that, that's just incredibly short-sighted. And then finally, I just have too much going on in my life right now. As someone who has shot hundreds of videos, over 100 videos, on time management, productivity, and efficiency, and has got to teach many, many, many people about that, the thing that I notice the most that's fundamentally true is that you are where you are right now. The world, the environment that you live in today is a direct reflection of what you believe your identity to be if you're living unconsciously. Your house, your friends, the things you surround yourself with, your body is a direct reflection of who you believe yourself to be if you're living unconsciously. The caveat to that is if you're living consciously, it may be where you are, but it's not your identity because you're intentionally moving forward. Now, if we look at this scripture, the word number, if you look at the Hebrew word for this word, it's the word manah. And the word manah means, it's a verb, it's an action word, to prioritize, reckon, or get in order. Okay? So when David asks God, he pleads with God to teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom, what he says is, please help us to be intentional about the way we live and to put our days in priority. And then we see that the days, they aren't really evil, but the concept here is that these days, they never stop, okay? The clock never stops. So if you're not intentional, if you don't manah with your days, then guess what? The clock's not going to wait on you. It's going to continue moving forward. So if I make the decision, conscious or unconscious, that I'm not going to be involved, then I've not prioritized and I'm exactly where I believe I'm supposed to be, and that's not going to change. So, Paul in Galatians tells us that we're called to be free, and I really look at being involved in the church. It's preparing us a place in heaven, but what it's also doing is it's causing us to have a love for each other. This morning, this wasn't really a lesson on the idea of repenting or coming forward, but if you have any other needs, if you would like for prayers of the church for any reason, or if you would like to be baptized, as is stated in the Great Commission, for the remission of your sins, you can come forward while we stand and sing.